channel shows would not be possible without the support of the following sponsors. The Big Picture People, the experts in smart home cinema. Yamaha, professional commercial audio. Bar Fridges Australia, cooling the beers of a nation. The Stubby Club, the original stubby holder dispenser. Hamperwell, the gift specialist. Buffalo Sports, a brand name in sports since 1972. The Framing Queen, quality affordable framing. Broker Rocher, helping you make an impression.
Good evening. Hi, everyone. How are you? Nice to see you all. Nice to be here for Collingwood Night. Welcome along to the Mulgrave Country Club. Welcome along to That's Good for Footy. And especially welcome along to the Collingwood Night. Yeah. There you go. A few more of these to go through before we get to the end of the season, I reckon, don't you? Yeah. Yeah. Who's excited to see these two? Just a couple of you, that's nice. All right, as I said, welcome along to That's Good for Footy, the family-friendly, live and interactive footy panel show. This is where the fans meet the players and the players meet the fans. The show is for the passionate supporter, the show which allows you to see the players be themselves. I'm ready, let's go, let's get stuck in. Collingwood Show, July the 26th, 2023. Please welcome to the show. He is our first panellist. He was born on the 17th of July in 1998. He's played a total of 87 games and he's kicked a total of 43 goals. He made his AFL debut back in 2017. When he plays for the Collingwood Football Club, he wears the number one on his back. Could you please welcome to the stage, Patrick Lipinski. Good. No, it's very nice. You've been singing that a lot this year, so I just give you a little bit of a rest, that's all. Yes, very nice. Thank you. We love the hecklers. They're fantastic. Bring them along. Good that we've got Patrick here. Patrick, we were just having a bit of a chat out the back. This is Patrick's third show, which is really good. He was saying to me when we spoke earlier that he actually really likes doing these shows because he likes to come and see all you people.
Yeah, exactly right. It's always good fun to just have a light-hearted night with everyone and have a chat and be with my friends as well.
Exactly. So. But welcome along, Patrick. Great to have you here. The next guy, he hasn't been on the show before, and I don't want to leave him out there too long because he'll probably be going, might be time to go, I reckon. No, we'll get him out here now. He's our second panellist. He was born on the 18th of July, 1995. He's played a total of 64 games, and he's kicked 47 goals. He made his AFL debut back in 2018. When he plays for the Collingwood Football Club, he wears the number 14 on his back. Please welcome to the show, Darcy Cameron.
Good old Collingwood forever. They know how to play the game.
There you go.
Side by side, they stick together to uphold the Magpies' name. See the Barrackers are shouting as all Barrackers shout.
One of you, that was awesome. Patrick's seen the show before. He hasn't quite seen that much rambunctious applause. Darcy's first time though. You guys are wonderful for welcoming me like that. What's that like to walk out to, mate?
Very warm welcome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Feel free to say hello at your own leisure, but your first time on the show, this is pretty well what it's like. I mean, it's just it's from the moment you get out here until the moment it's finished, it's just go, go, go. So, welcome.
Oh, it's great. Thank you guys for coming down. The Collingwood faithful always turn up, and I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, good. All right, what we want to do, we're going to get stuck into it straight away because we've got a lot to get through. Unfortunately, we're running a little bit behind time now, so we've got a bit of time to try and make up. And we don't want to keep the boys here too late because they've got a big game Friday night, as you're fully aware, so we don't want to be holding them up. But let's get stuck into it, guys. We'll do it off in our first segment. Pick up your microphones. We'll get stuck in. It's going to be called Past, Present, Future. We'll talk about the Pies. 16 wins, 2 losses with a percentage of 136.5 on top of the ladder and a game clear. Huh? Not bad. Saturday night's game, wow. Big game, loud noise, hostile environment. 1-2, it lived up to all the expectations, the hype and the build-up leading into the game, and the stage was set. Bring your A game to the contest. Tell us what the build-up was like behind the four walls.
Yeah, there was a pretty big build-up. Fly likes to enjoy the build-ups of footy, which he kind of alluded to in the press conferences throughout the week. And, yeah, he mentioned that there's a lot going on and everyone's speaking about the game. So, yeah, we knew it was going to be a big game, and especially going to Adelaide Oval, their crowd is always really good. So we knew it was going to be hostile, and, yeah, it was a big build-up to the game, and obviously it was an awesome game for to watch, and for us to win was unbelievable.
Collingwood get to play in some fantastic fixture games throughout the season. When you get a game like that where it is 1-2 and you're going to Adelaide Oval, you know it's a sellout, you know they're prepared, they're coming to get you, you know. What's the thought process for you? I'll talk about you now, Darcy. When you're travelling to go over there, you know you're going to be going up against the ruck stocks. You had to come up against your opponent. What's your thought process, and how much you put all the preparation in, but now you're there. What's going on?
Oh, as cliche as it sounds, you sort of just focus on the basics. Yep. Lipper mentioned, Fly makes. He's got a very calm presence, and he gives us that calm presence pre-game, during the week. So you don't really worry too much about the whole 1-2, as much as it's actually a big moment. But, we just go out there and enjoy the contest. It was actually my first time playing Port Adelaide in Adelaide, so that was a really good experience.
Yeah.
And we really did enjoy it, and we're stoked to get away with a win. And also playing, Collingwood are really lucky we get to play in these big games, whether it's not 1-2, 1-2, but we get to play in these big crowds, and our crowds always turn up, like I said.
Perfect. Both teams played a dominant brand of football, neither taking a backward step. Collingwood was bold, very bold in its ball movement, using the corridor, and in doing so relying on each other's abilities. Backing your teammates in, you don't panic. Is that the mindset?
Yeah, well, we kind of are encouraged to, make mistakes and, just go for it, be attacking, and, our game plan, obviously, we use the corridor a lot, so it looks pretty attacking, but, yeah, we've got a great system in place to allow that to happen. So, we've got trust that everyone's going to be in the right position, and that allows us to move the ball aggressively, and, yeah, we're all on the same page.
How good's that? When you say it exactly like that, you can watch it unplaying as you're watching the game. You just mentioned it, and I'll go over it again. You believe in your brand and in your systems. You were back to nearly full strength, which means omissions, because the depth in the playing group is that good. Players are fighting for their positions. The only one that probably stood out for me was Will Hoskin-Elliott, who's was on the sidelines for that one, but you had, obviously, omissions in Ash Johnson mainly. To know that you've got that sort of depth moving into September, that's nice and handy to have.
Yeah, it's a really good feeling. I don't think I've ever seen a list this fit in terms of no injuries. Obviously, we've had some earlier in the year, myself and Pat included, but now coming to the pointy end of the season, it's when you want your list healthy, and it is, so it's really exciting.
Isn't it exciting when you just alluded to the fact then that you spoke about injuries? Steelo did his ACL,
MCL
recently, and then he comes back and he plays with such vigour and such confidence. Jeremy Howe does his injury in round one. He comes back, he looks as dominant as ever. That's, you've either got some bloody good fitness staff down there, or there's just so much self-belief. It's got to be one or the other, or it's a combination of all. Let's talk about the fans. Early in the third, the Port supporters were banging on the drums and chanting. Then you hear the Collingwood chant go up around the ground. Tell us what it's like to hear that when you're playing away from home.
Yeah, that was crazy when the Collingwood chant was going on, and then they were trying to do their Port Adelaide chant, and it was both happening, and I was playing on one of their backmen, and he was saying how crazy our fans are and couldn't believe how cool that was, and that was their home game. So he could only imagine what the G would be like if we ever play them there. So it was so cool, and for me, playing Adelaide Oval is my favourite away ground against Port Adelaide. There's no really better experience in footy at the moment than playing them away, besides obviously playing at the G in front of our fans. So it was sick.
Brilliant. What was the noise like, Darcy?
Yeah, it was, well, Sorry, it's his Siri. It's his Siri's going off. Nah, the noise was unbelievable. It's not as loud as Collingwood get at MCG, that's for sure. But nah, they were really good. They're really passionate fans. But like you touched on just then, you can actually hear, no matter where you go in Australia, you can hear the Collingwood fans chant loud and strong. And it's unbelievable because they do start taking over. Like Sydney, that prelim last year, there was definitely more Pies fans, although they were louder, and it was unreal. So
how good's
awesome.
That?
Yeah.
Gotta love it. Speaking from a personal note here, we went out for dinner and we're on our way home. We went past the pub and we looked in through the windows. Everyone's eyes were focused on the TV screens, and I said, quick, let's pull over. There can't be long left. We get in there and there was 2 minutes 48 remaining. The place was heaving. It was such a good atmosphere. That's what people like watching a game where Collingwood are involved or in the situation of 1v2. I've since watched the whole game again, by the way, and what I took from it was that there is such belief in this group, but it's not just that. You can see you were playing for each other. The emotion was etched on Taylor Adams' face after playing his 200-game milestone. Selfless acts on display. Mr. Clutch handing the ball over to Tay-Tay to kick one. It was just brilliant. Tell us about that.
It's awesome. You know, there is so much belief in our group. Like, 18 points down at three-quarter time. A lot of teams, would think that's a margin too hard to, you know, come back from. But I feel like we've done it so much now that, we don't worry about that. We just take it, a couple minutes at a time, just focus on the next contest, and we're able to get it done. We are lucky we got Jamie Elliott and people like Dacos in our teams to put those clutch goals through, but it also comes down to other little selfless acts through other people all over the field.
For sure, absolutely. I just want to put things into perspective regarding the win against Port. They threw everything at you, home ground advantage, majority of crowd support, 11 lead changes, rain in the last quarter, and yet the Pies still took the chocolates. There's got to be a lot to take from that.
Yeah, it just shows, like we've kind of said, the belief and resilience in our team, and just like the trust we have. Even when we're behind, we're going to keep pushing, and even if we do lose the game, we're going to give it our all to the very end. And that kind of is just our mantra, and I think it's pretty infectious, and everyone loves to watch that, and to be a part of it is unbelievable.
Now, I know this is not where you want to be, but 12 out of your last 16 games, you've been behind at three-quarter time only to go on and win. It's not ideal, but you've got everyone thinking it's the Pies. Never write them off. And as Aussies, it's what we love. It's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. And that's how Collingwood are playing that brand of football. Really exciting to watch. Talk a little bit more about you two. You both shared your AFL careers at other clubs, or you both started your AFL careers at other clubs. Patrick, you requested a trade to Collingwood at the end of 2021, and Darcy, you got traded to Collingwood at the end of 2019. So I'll start with you, Darcy. You've been at the club now for 3 years. Two of that was during COVID. I mentioned COVID because you arrived at the club having only played one game at the Swans. You had injuries pre-Collingwood, and then you got to the Pies and bang, COVID hits. So it wasn't the ideal way you would have wanted to start your journey with the Pies. But now in hindsight, you must be pinching yourself with the opportunities you've been given, taking on shared ruck duties with Big Mason, but also being able to take over from Brodie Grundy. One door opens, one door closes. So how you see what's been happening for you?
Yeah, no, it's been great ever since the move. Yeah, obviously only played the one game at Swans, and it wasn't a very a good one either. We lost to Gold Coast for the first time in history, so that was a pretty dark day. But no, you say it was a pretty rough start moving here as COVID hit, but it was actually really good. We went up to the to Queensland. I got to build relationships really quick because we're living with each other practically. So that was a really good way to come into the club and build relationships. And I got a bit of opportunity in that first year. And then ever since then, I've been able to grow as a player as well. So no, I've really enjoyed my 3.5 years so far and just can't wait to play more.
I think it's been exciting just watching you take on that new ruck mantle now that Brodie's left. What was the situation for you when Brodie was at the club and then you were knowing that he was leaving? Did you see that as an opportunity to step into that role?
Obviously, when he heard his PCL, I just thought it was like next man up and play my role for the team. Okay. And obviously, things worked out the way they did. Obviously, Brodie's at Melbourne now and I wish him well. But I was just happy to sort of come into that spot and play my role for the team.
Yeah, okay, good. Patrick, you too had your injuries. being mainly your shoulder. How much are you now loving being able to come back out, get on the deck and play with this group? It's a special thing to be part of, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so good. Like, just missed playing so much. You know, doing a lot of rehab sessions with Darcy, just running around Collingwood. Like, you're getting pretty sick of the laps. So I'm just really happy to be playing in the team and, you know, to play a role and be a part of a winning group. Like, you just want to do whatever you can to help the team win. So it's just so fun to be out there again and, you know, playing with all these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just really great.
Being in rehab, because it leads me on to the next question, tell us a little about your relationship as players and as mates. Your birthdays are only a day apart, so there's a connection there. What other connections have you got?
Well, we have a coffee shout, so
okay.
I get him most times. And but yeah, so that's our thing.
Mental notes.
Yeah, every day at the club, it's one of our coffee shouts.
More tired.
So yeah, had his coffee today. But yeah, no, and Darcy kind of got around me when I first got to the club, so that was always nice of him and appreciate that.
Yeah, I just try to get fashion advice off Lipper. He's sort of
right. So you're a big follower of the Instagram account. Yeah, I get it. All right. But what's your relationship like, knowing that you went through the rehab? There wasn't too much difference between the times that you've been at the club. You've both come from other clubs. What would you say about it?
Between us or between everyone?
No, just between you two.
Oh, well, yeah, it was really good because, like, you sort of got someone to lean on in your rehab. Mine was only 6-7 weeks, so I actually felt pretty bad for Lipper because I came in for about 6 weeks after his and got out there before him. And it can be a dark place because you can be very secluded from the boys for a lot of the time on different schedules. But it's good to be in there for that short stint with him and you know, not... Running with him is not the funnest because he's probably the fittest bloke at the club, and it's I'm just chasing his ass the whole time. But he made that 6 weeks go fast for me, which is great.
Yeah, good. Confidence and belief is high. The playing group would feel that. You've got key personnel back, as I mentioned before, when everyone is firing just at the right time of the season, and you're ready to assert yourselves onto the rest of the competition come finals time. Good assessment.
Yeah, good assessment. I think we've only got, you know, one injury or so at the moment. So, like you said, yeah, competition and having a healthy list is really handy. And, yeah, we've just got to keep pressing well over the next 5 or 6 games before finals and be in good form for that.
Absolutely. Let's talk about your next 4 games. You play the Blues are in 9th, Hawks in 16th, Cats in 8th, Lions in 3rd. Let's just focus on the old 1 week at a time theory here, though. It starts Friday night under the big lights of the MCG. Carlton versus Collingwood, 7:50pm, Friday the 28th of July. Carlton are missing some of their key personnel, but they are backing themselves into their system. Play your role and bring your intensity to the contest, applying tackling pressure. How do you think this game's going to play out, boys?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an awesome one to get to. You're expected 80,000, 90,000 people there. Carlton, very proud club. They've responded really well over the last 5 weeks, and they're playing really good footy. So I expect a real close contest and really looking forward to it.
I'll ask you this question. Where do you think the game will be won, Patrick, and don't say scoreboard?
that's a good call. Well, probably just nullifying their midfield. You know, I think they've got a really strong midfield, depending, you know, whether Cripps is playing or not. But, yeah, they're really good in there. So if we can get that contest right, and then hopefully we can use our run and skills and get on the outside and, do what we do best.
Good. Well, I like that. Well said. Lastly, I just wanted to bring this up, boys, as we conclude this segment. Ash Johnson and Mason Cox have just signed contract extensions for 2 years. Very good. And throw into the mix there, Bo McCreary, for another 3 years. Congratulations to all those three lads. Exceptional.
And John Noble. To know. And John Noble and Harvey Harrison. And
Jacob Ryan.
And Jacob Ryan.
And it just keeps going because everyone wants to be there, which is bloody fantastic. All I wanted to say to you both is best of luck. Stay fit and injury-free. Good luck and go Pies. Thanks, fellas. All right, that was just us talking a little bit about past, present, future. What we want to do, we just want to get to know the boys a little bit more, all right? We're going to do it in our first little segment. It's called What Can I Say? All right, Feel comfortable, but keep your microphones in your hands because I'm going to go through a series of questions here with you. You just feel like if it's just a one-word answer, it's a one-word answer. If you want to deliberate a little bit more, you can do so. Here comes your first question. Do you like running through the banners?
Yes.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah? Okay, good.
I never look at the words, though.
Yeah?
I'm shopping for it, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. All right. The siren is gone. This is going to be an easy one for most of you. The siren is gone. You're trailing by five. You need a goal to win the game. Who do you hope has got the ball in their hands to win it for you? Yeah, that guy.
Probably Jamie, yeah.
He's yeah, nice. All right. Collingwood supporters are?
The best.
Yeah, passionate.
Passionate and the best. Now, he's talking about you, you know that, so we just want to clarify. Do you prefer a day or a twilight grand final?
Day.
Yeah?
Yeah, probably day.
Yeah, okay, good. You've been reincarnated as an animal. What sort of an animal would you hope to come back as?
My partner would say a sloth.
Oh, really?
Maybe like a tiger or something like that.
Yeah, okay, all right. Got a little bit of growl in the tank. Yeah, all right. Which one of these things gets you pumped the most before a game? The smell of deep heat, fresh cut grass, pulling on the jumper, strapping on the boots, a footy in your hands, the smell of leather, or the sound of the crowd?
Probably pulling on the jumper. That always gets me pretty fired up.
Good.
Yeah, probably smelling the grass when you first walk out on the G and just taking it all in around you. That's pretty cool.
Okay,
not eating
good.
It?
Yeah, I eat it too, like Rowley.
Yeah, all right, good. Who's been your best mate down at the club since arriving?
Probably since arriving, I've connected with Braden Maynard the best. Okay. So, yeah, he'd be my closest mate there so far.
Oh, good.
Charlie Dean. Hasn't played a game yet, but, yeah, probably Charlie Dean.
Oh, good. All right. Being an AFL footballer to you is...
unreal. It's pretty awesome. Like, we'd be playing footy anyway, and then it's our job, so you can't really complain at all.
Yeah, good.
Great opportunity.
Great opportunity. Well said. All right. Who likes to get their rig out just a little bit too much down at the club?
Billy Frampton is pretty happy with his rig. And he's always like saying, oh, you know, who's top 10 at the club? Yeah. Whose rig's top 10? And he always brings it up.
Really?
Yeah. And he's pretty happy because I think he's the number one bench presser at the club.
Yeah.
And he tells us about it all the time. So,
yeah. All right.
Probably Bill.
Nice info. I like that.
And if not him, maybe Isaac Quainer.
I've got
some history there.
Yeah. Not many photos with him with his top on, is there? Who's a bit tight with their money at the club?
Jack Crisp.
Oh,
yeah,
wow. Okay. Yeah.
He's going to hate that.
Yeah. He will, especially when I text him.
I don't even know. Yeah, I'm not too sure. Maybe Darcy, because he doesn't get coffees. But no, he's not. He's loyal with his coffees. So I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool enough. Which AFL club do you like to beat the most?
For me at the moment, like Melbourne, I don't know, they're always a good game, so beating them feels good.
Good.
All of them.
He's winning you over, isn't he?
All of them.
He knows how to do this. This is good. You've been given the opportunity to do one of only the following things: parachute out of a plane, take a hot lap in a V8 supercar, go hot air ballooning, or swim with the sharks. Which one would you choose, one or none?
I would like to parachute out of a plane. It's one of the things on my bucket list.
Cool.
Wow. I'd probably do one, the chill one, which was in a hot air balloon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just the other one's a bit scary for me.
Okay. That's nice. Okay. Getting a picture here. I like it. You just probably gave us the answer before, but what's your favourite ground to play on around Australia apart from the MCG?
I love Optus. Yeah,
Optus.
I think, the lights, the music they play there, it's around, like just a great atmosphere.
Wow.
Yeah, and the Eagles fans are really loud and it's sort of good. Get that same feeling like on Adelaide as well.
Yeah, and your answer would have been
Adelaide Oval.
Adelaide Oval. Playing for the Collingwood Football Club is?
It's a pretty big honour because it's like such a proud club, so much history behind it, the fans are unreal and... Yeah, it's the biggest club at the moment, so, it's pretty awesome.
That's good. Well said.
Similar to what playing AFL is, a huge opportunity to sort of, I don't know, give back at certain times. yeah, we're really lucky to be able to put in a position to sort of have an impact on people's lives as well.
It's good you bring that up. You headed off to the Peter Mac the other day for that. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, really eye-opening. You see how much cancer touches people's lives, yeah. And sort of be able to help out a little bit around that and just make someone's day. Even though they might be doing it tough, is really special.
Yeah, good. Excellent. Who, in your opinion, is someone we should watch out for, or who has impressed you down at the club?
I think there's a fair few. A lot of our young players are really good, but Jacob Ryan, he's got the blonde mullet, and okay. I think he's going to be a really good player for a long time for us.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, he's very exciting.
Darcy, what sort of skills are you seeing there?
He's like a intercepting marker,
okay.
Down back, really calm with the ball, yep. Got great skills as well, and he loves to try to get better, and he's working really hard, so I feel like he's going to be a good player.
Good, yeah. Great insight, thank you.
I'll say one that you guys probably already know, but Reef McInnes, I think he's just going to be a star over time.
Yep.
He's obviously been, it's a hard team to crack into at the moment, but he's a gun.
Yeah, good. All right, I like that. What's better for you, mark or goal of the year?
Goal of the year.
Goal of the year?
Mark.
Mark of the year, all right. Who thinks they are the best dresser at the Collingwood Football Club?
I'd be probably top two.
Yeah, no.
I'm not one. Wilson is...
Yeah. There's about five people in the running. I reckon it's Lipper, Isaac Quainer, Tom Wilson, Darcy Moore, and Jamie Elliott. And I reckon it's between those five. They all compete pretty hard every day.
Right.
Oh, Guinea's gone to a new level, I reckon, as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's taking it pretty serious at the moment, too.
It's giving everyone a crack. I like it. The Collingwood Football Club, I reckon this is a good question because I think we already know the answer. The Collingwood Football Club at the end of the home and away season this year will finish.
Hopefully first.
Hopefully first. Yeah. Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, okay, good. You're a contestant on a reality TV show. What sort of a reality TV show would it be?
Family Feud.
Nice. Probably like The Amazing Race.
Okay. Yeah. I'm getting a picture here. Sloth, Family Feud. not bad. All right. Cool, we'll go with this. You find a car park in a shopping centre. Are you the kind of person that drives straight in or you reverse in?
I reversed in here.
Reverse in.
Quick getaway normally?
Yeah.
All right, okay, good. Do you prefer to see the coach on the box or in the bench?
Haven't seen him in the box, so...
Yeah. Fly's very calming on the bench, so yeah, we enjoy that, but you see some coaches aren't so much.
Okay. All right, question for each of you. Please describe in one word the one word that you think best describes each other. Darcy, you describe Patrick. Give me one word that you think best describes each other, so your personality or your characteristics. If you could tell us what you think is the best word that describes Patrick.
Handsome.
Funny.
Funny and... Yeah,
one word. Darcy's funny. Yeah.
Good. All right. Good. Good. I like the celebration with you when you won the against Port Adelaide the other day. You did that one. Is that...
I can't control what happens after the signing.
It just comes, man. It just happens. Yeah, good. All right. Tell us this one then. Describe each other's personality when it comes to humour. What sort of personality would he have when it comes to his humour?
I feel like it's got a, pretty open, I don't know, pretty dark as well every now and then. But, pretty broad sense of humour. I think most things funny. I'm pretty light-hearted as well. Don't take things too seriously. I'm sure Lipper would agree.
I'd say Das is like, he's probably the guy in the locker room that's trying to get everyone up, and he's probably I wouldn't say he's the funniest in the locker room, but he probably is. Him and Sidey are really funny, and he's always trying to just get everyone up and about and make everyone happy around the club. He tries to give his personality off to everyone.
These questions are only just about to find out what you like in the club rooms and to give everyone a little bit of insight. What's the stupidest thing you've ever been asked to sign?
Livers will be different than mine. I saw Bo McCreary had to sign Pie once. That was silly. But okay. I haven't been... Some kids' foreheads and stuff. Yeah, yeah. Which is like, I'm not going to do that.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, I was legit going to say that when you go to primary school and that one kid has forgot his footy jumper and he's like, can you sign my head? And you can't do that.
No, can't do that. Yeah. Hey, write your own headline for your greatest day.
For my greatest day?
Write your own headline for your greatest
day. Pies win grand final.
That's a pretty good day.
Yeah. Pies win granny and Darcy Cameron kicks five and wins a Norseman.
Very nice.
That'd bring a tear to my eye, I reckon.
Oh, that's good. Very nice. Who's been your toughest opponent to match up on in your career thus far?
Max Gawn. He's unbelievable competitor. He's got all the attributes and he's a really good runner as well. So he's very tough opponent.
Yeah, cool.
This is a bit of a left field one, but when I was a bit younger playing on the wing at the Bulldogs, I'd play on like Camden McIntosh from Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
And he just would push you over. Like you'd be running off the ball and he just pushes you and you're on the deck. So I found him pretty tough and annoying to play on. So he was hard.
All right. If you were to appear on a talent show, what would your talent be?
Sculling. I can scull.
Cool. Yeah. Like you've got a gullet that can just allow it just to go. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Impressive. Good.
Yeah. I actually got no idea. I don't feel like I've got too many hidden talents.
Really?
Probably some ball sport. I don't know.
I thought something just popped straight into your mind then. No? Okay. Sorry. We'll move straight along with it. What do you think when you see a poster or merchandise of yourself?
Oh, it's pretty cool. Because you think probably when you're back to being a kid and you look up to these footy players, you have posters, and then now you're someone like that to some people is pretty cool. It's a great feeling.
Love it.
I'm usually making some silly face. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Is there a smell or aroma that you can't resist or walk past?
Oh, bakery.
Excellent. You're the first person that's answered that sensibly in the last 10 weeks. Yeah, good.
I feel like that Subway smell, it's hard to walk past that.
Okay, nice, well said. Two last questions for you and then you're off the hooks, boys. What is your reaction when you see a kid with your number on their back?
I wouldn't know.
Any 14s in the room? No 14s? One? Is there a 14 there? All right.
Oh, that's funny. Well, maybe we can organise someone to get a Darcy Cameron 14.
I don't mind.
Well, 14 on my jumper.
Oh, good on you, mate.
There you go.
How's that? Fit into it in no time, too.
But you didn't, all right? Good. Yeah. Anyway, yes.
Similar to when you get the cutouts, like it's a great feeling. It's cool that you're the idol of a kid or an adult. Normally for kids. It's an awesome feeling.
Yeah, excellent. And your last one, boys. On the count of three, don't look at each other, don't look at me, but give me your answer at the same time. Which club has the most feral supporters? One, two, three.
Port Adelaide.
Guess who? They just beat last week. Well done, lads. I love it. Brilliant. All right. Thank you very much, everyone. Please put your hands together for the boys.